Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Those are some of my favorite words from Scripture. On the one hand, they give us insight into the humanity of Peter and the disciples. Peter's eagerness and enthusiasm, that same eagerness and enthusiasm that on an earlier occasion led him to step out into the water and begin walking with Jesus before he realized what he had done. Peter, at least in this moment, was unembarrassed in his desire for Jesus' company. And so in this solemn time, Peter's words, "not only my feet, but also my hands and my head," offer a moment of levity. Not unlike the wistful laughter that we might share with loved ones around a hospital bed. Peter's words give us some insight into the love that was shared between Jesus and his disciples. Love that was particular to the unique personalities gathered around that table. Those who would betray, deny, and abandon their friend and their Lord. Tonight we are called upon to remember the Last Supper that Christ shared with his disciples on his way to the cross, and to recall how through that meal, Christ washed the feet of his disciples and instructed them in preparation for the Eucharistic banquet that would become the center of the church's worship life after his resurrection. Jesus starts the meal by washing the disciples' feet and telling them that in doing so, he had set an example for them. Then, as tonight's passage concludes, Jesus instructs his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Just as Jesus loved his disciples, we are to love one another. And that is how the world will know that we are his disciples, by our modeling of Christ's love in our relations with each other. Loving one another as Christ loves us is not merely a pat on the back and some words of encouragement at the end of a church service, though that may be part of it. It is affection that goes far beyond that. To make this clear, Jesus reiterates and repeats this new commandment later in the same discourse, which continues through the next four chapters of John's Gospel at this Last Supper. As he continues in that discourse, Jesus draws the connection to the sacrificial nature of his love for his disciples, as he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Around you here tonight, this evening, and on Sundays as we gather, these are the people that you are called to love. They are not the only people that you are called to love, but this, in many respects, is where it starts. The love that we share with one another in this place is the love that sustains us as we depart from this place, as we prepare to sit in silence with the Blessed Sacrament, the altar of repose, as we prepare the pain of Good Friday, and as we anticipate the good and glorious news that follows. as we seek to share the light of Christ, as we go forth into the wider world, Jesus tells his disciples, then and now, this is how the world will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. It is here and through the other Christian communities to which we belong that we learn how to celebrate joy, even when faced with the awful brokenness of this world, the awful brokenness of our lives. As we see the consequences of evil, the wages of cowardice, and the just deserts of indifference, as we mourn and weep over suffering and loss, we are still able to celebrate the good news. And though we are part of the promise of a new heaven and a new earth that is already being made, we are not there yet. Just as we are still on the journey to the cross this week, we know that death and sin are still our companions in this world, though their power is much diminished by the events that we will remember over the next few days. Our love, the same love that will allow us to humble ourselves in just a few moments so that we might wash each other's feet and have our own feet washed. That same love will necessitate sacrifice, and at times, suffering. If it is to be faithful to Christ's commandment, that it be modeled after His love for us. Let us humble ourselves like our Lord. Let us wash one another's feet. Let us offer our feet to be washed. Let us love one another in all our humanity. And then let us feed upon the bread of life as we come to this table on this holy night. Let us do all this so that the world might know that we are His disciples. Fellow servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before His death, Jesus set an example for His disciples by washing their feet, an act of humble service. He taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God come not by power, authority, or even miracle, but by such lowly service. We all need to remember His example. Therefore, I invite you to come forward that we might each recall our Master's call to mutual servanthood by following His example. But come remembering His admonition that what will be done for you is also to be done by you to others. For a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If ye know these things, blessed are ye if ye do them.